Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa. But before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello, and welcome back to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Coming up on today's episode, guess who I bump into?
Doggers.
Close.
Who'd you bump into?
Me dad.
What's he up to?
Dogging.
And in part two, we'll be talking all things Saltburn. But first, lads, as always, what's been going on? What's been happening this week?
New Year's Eve, we had that, didn't we?
We did.
That came and went.
Well, no, this is our second episode of the new year, isn't it? But our first episode of the new year, we hadn't actually had
New Year.
Happy 2024.
Yeah, yeah, happy new year, you happy two. New year, yeah.
I think 2024 sounds good.
You said you didn't like 2023.
No, it just sounded crap. Wasn't it crap? Yeah, it just sounded crap.
24 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, 2024, let's have it.
It's strong, is 2024.
I love it when people say that, hashtag, let's have it.
Yeah, but 2020 sounded cool, didn't it? We all know that fucking wasn't. 2020, yeah, it sounds mint. It's going to be great.
Remember that year? Yeah, I do.
It's weird though, isn't it, when you look back at years? Because actually for me, 2020 was a massive year. I know obviously it put the world went into shock and we had a global pandemic, but that year changed my life.
Big year for you.
Whereas last year, 2023, a bit none of it. It just was so quick, wasn't it?
for some people, yeah.
But it was quick, wasn't it? We all kind of said that.
Well, was for you.
Did you not find it quick, 2023?
No, just the same as the other years.
Yeah, I think it took about the same time. It depends what you've been doing, isn't it? You've obviously been up to a lot, Coles.
What was your highlights of 2023?
Ooh, good question.
Ooh.
Cass Creek Club winning the double?
No.
No, that didn't figure.
No.
The Lowry Show?
Lowry Show was up there, definitely up there.
That was good. Did I go to Poland that year?
Yeah, I think you did.
January. So January 2023, then it was all downhill.
11 months of pain.
So what did you all do? What did you do for New Year, Jack?
Nothing really.
Oh, there we go. That's the end of the podcast. 10.
We stayed at home. We
Chinese, you text us.
Chinese takeaway.
What did you have?
Oh, same as that we always have. Which
that?
Is
chicken and black bean,
chicken with green pepper and black bean, salt and pepper chips, egg fried rice, some soft noodles, quarter duck.
He does the ordering, Ben, doesn't he? Listen to how quick that is. He does
Hi,
the ring up.
Jack, same as. Yeah. Bang.
Collection or delivery, Jack?
If you pick it up, it's cheaper.
Yeah, you're not risking delivery on New Year's Eve, are you?
No, I always go and pick it up anyway. I don't mind.
Is it a walk round or is it a drive round?
It's a walk round, yeah. It's around the corner.
Perfect.
Oof. So you're lucky.
But it were pissing it down, so I drove.
Does it do fish and chips, that Chinese?
No, it's not a fucking good. It's a proper Chinese. It's a proper...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had one
of them. It's a restaurant, actually, so you can actually eat in as well.
You must have loads of takeaways near you, Cox. Loads.
But not a Chinese.
And not good ones.
I actually haven't been to one of the takeaways near me, you know. I've collected a Chinese from Tung Fong.
Oh, yeah.
And you know the Italian up the road from me, Jack?
Oh, they found a dead body in there the other week, didn't they?
they didn't, did they?
No, they didn't. Oh, I'm joking. God,
with the bruschetta?
I'm joking.
I've had a couple of Italian takeaways from there.
Pizza? That's pizza, isn't it?
And pasta. I wouldn't know where to go takeaway-wise. It's the old Nando's Deliveroo, which I was going to do the other day, but they had no chicken thighs.
What did you do, Coles?
I went away... It was a spot in between Leek and Buxton, and the village was called like Harrington, and it was Scalderich Farm, and it was like one of those teepee places.
All right, glamping,
yeah.
Windy and rainy.
Two night minimum. First night, stunning. Log fire. I'm good on a fire.
Yeah.
Well experienced. I can keep a fire in all night.
Yeah, you can.
Pretty much. Well, I can and I can't. I have to wake up and give it a poke and chuck some coal on.
Story of my life.
But log fire hot tub as well. I remember Jack had a traumatic experience.
Oh, it's a pain in the arse.
They're good. They get too hot, don't they?
Log fire hot tub. Yeah.
Fucking pain in the arse.
They're good.
Set
though.
It going. 6 hours later, it's roasting.
Yeah.
Too hot.
It's like you've boiled yourself. It's like you've got into a hot pan of pasta.
Cauldron.
It's like, yeah, it's like the full witch's brew.
Hansel and Gretel.
We only went in the hot tub once in 3 days. Did not take advantage of it whatsoever. I think because it's cold, isn't it? On top.
Yeah.
You need like a hat or something. It's a bit like an ice bath. You cold out,
yeah.
But you warm
and then
in.
You get too hot, and then you just like you get out of it,
and then you start sweating, and you feel like you're going to pass out.
Mm. Too much hassle. So, did your tent get blown away?
No, but the second night was scary, like scary. And then I spoke to the lad because there was like a lad who was kind of the maintenance man for the whole thing, and I was a bit worried, and he was like, "You shouldn't be." He was like, "The one thing I can tell you is they're not going to blow away, but still, when it's wind, I am sat up thinking they're not going to be getting the nicest sleep because it's just loud."
Yeah.
I mean, the sound in them echoes so, like, you'll hear it raining and you'll think it's absolutely hammering it down
you, and it's just spinning.
And you go outside and you can't even tell it's raining just because it echoes so much. Yeah. But I mean, this place was stunning. It only had five teepees, yeah.
Yeah.
And in one of the teepees, I was in like the communal kitchen, and this lad came up and went, "Coulson, you all right?" And I was like, "Yeah, you." And it was Jack Downham from Emmerdale. So in this whole place of five people, it was me from
you,
Corrie
and Emmerdale.
What was he doing filming?
I said to him, I went, "It's very, very like Emmerdale." The local village was like being in Emmerdale.
Did you go down the pub, the local pub?
No, it was too busy. I rang them up and asked if I could get a table for New Year, and they were like, we've been full since October.
Oh, fuck off. Okay. I hate people like that.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't know.
Ended up in Leek for, had a curry.
For New Year?
New Year's Eve. Went for a curry. It was nice. It's good.
What did you have? Peshwari naan?
No, I had I had some special, actually. I might have had the pandan special or something like that. It was good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, some garlic rice, which was a new one for me.
Ooh,
heavy,
hold on.
covered in oil.
Garlic rice.
Yeah,
garlic
and then a cheese naan. Yeah, it were. It was good.
What did you do, Ben?
So the plan was, fuck all. I was dad taxi, so I had to take the girls. The girls to a party. It was in some barn or something. So they all got dressed up and they're getting ready. Took them.
Do you pick up as well?
Well, I was, obviously, because I was taking and picking up. I was doing the double.
So do you set a deadline as soon as you're driving over there?
I'll try and talk to them, but they're all too busy singing Taylor Swift. So Taylor Swift's on bang loud, and I've virtually become invisible. If I don't sing along, they don't give two fucks. They're just, get me there, Dad. Here's Taylor Swift on. So they're singing Taylor Swift, bang, like, whatever I say, I'll pick you up at 12:30. Yeah. Anyway, had a touch. One of the dads went, oh, don't worry, I'm going that way. I'll pick them up. I've got a minibus or something. I'm
amazing. Touch.
Amazing, amazing. So there we were. It's 11:45. And I'm like, I think we watched... Ah, I'll tell you what we watched. We watched the last ep of the morning show.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
What a good bit of television that is. Mm. What a fantastic bit of television. Anyway, so we...
Catch up, season three or season...
No. Season one, end of season one.
Right,
yeah. So we just had that to watch. We'd eaten, we ate something, and then we had that to watch. And then we watched it, it was 11:45. And then my wife went, hey... We're just next door. Wish them merry, happy new year. Just next door. I went, okay, off you go. So she went, and then I went, oh, I better go. I'll go. I'll take Star. Took Star. Star ran in, knows the other dog, ran in. It's 11:50. Ran straight into the kitchen, straight to the other dog's food, woofed it down, puked up all over the kitchen floor. 11:55, she's back home. Disgraced herself. She woofed it so fast, it wasn't her kind of food. Woof, straight up.
Yeah. What? So you went to someone's house?
What, just next the neighbour? Just to call in and go.
Next door neighbour, just to see in the new year, their kids and my kids get
sing
on.
Sing Old Lands and...
No, we did a new thing and I've never done this.
What?
It's from Spain. You get grapes. You get 10 grapes. It's about prosperity. And every...
Eating it under the table?
You are.
Do you have to sit on under a table and eat them?
No.
Do you throw them at each other?
No, you eat them on every bong. Bong, 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 bong. And you have to eat them.
I've seen this on TikTok, Ben. I'm sure you meant to sit under the table.
I don't know, but she's Spanish. So she said it's from there. They've always done it as a kid. And of course, I've never done it before. But you know when you go around someone's house and their kids are older now, and I look at them, they go... Yeah, we've got the technique. We've done this every year for like 15 years. So one lad shoves straight down. All 10 doesn't like buff. Straight down.
Bong.
Like, bong. Straight down. The other guy's just like that, chewing. Getting them in. Chew. 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 So we've gone next door. Star's run in knowing where that dog's food is. Because some dogs don't eat all their food, do they? Some dogs leave the scent.
Yeah. My dog always eats cat's food. If she ever goes somewhere where there's cats, she'll eat their food.
Yeah.
So your dogs, Jack, don't eat all the food, do they?
No,
they come back, they graze.
Yeah.
Well, Star eats everything. We've got one of those special bowls now that's
slow her down. So she woofs it.
Yeah. Woof woof. She's down. She's running, not said hello to anyone. He's got some mushy little food. She's gone, woof, woof, and she's howling it down, knowing she'll get stopped. It's gone down. She's eaten it so quick, instant throw up in their kitchen just before 11:55. So
the flash wipes.
Chuck her in next door and come back.
Yeah. Chuck her in next door. She looked at me like, I've disgraced myself there, Dad, haven't I? And I went, look, I'm not going to be hard on you, but it's not ideal. It's 11:55 and we've thrown up on their kitchen already. So... I'm not going to start the year badly. We're still friends, but I'm going to have to clear it up. It was flash wiped up, bang, 11:55. Just put the flash wipe away.
Grapes.
Here we go. Grapes.
That probably wasn't the child that you were expecting to throw up all over the kitchen, was it, on New Year? You probably don't expect that from your dog. You expect it from one of your kids.
You want to be taking. You don't want to be bringing back.
The pullover.
Yeah, the taxi.
I've had too much Frosty Jacks, too much BK in this. And at that age as well, it's always very colourful stuff, isn't it? So the sick would be like rainbowy coloured.
What you're doing is you're looking in your wind mirror going, anytime, just tell me, anytime you want me to stop, anytime. We're
driving really slow.
Really slow. Anytime you want me to stop, I'll pull over, anytime. You sure? Do you want to have the window open?
Especially in your new car as well. Yeah, I bet you're like,
to the other car. So, yeah, it was a good new year, 12:05. We watched the old Jules Holland.
Oh, yeah, we watched that.
Is that just a chat show on? Is that like a Graham Norton show on New Year's
Eve? Just music, yes. So they just have acts on.
I seem to remember it being like really mint.
Like you'd go, please welcome this up-and-coming band, the Rolling Stones.
Yes, now I remember thinking, God, this is good, and now it felt a bit like it was a Wednesday afternoon. It wasn't the first, obviously.
Yeah.
Pre-recorded.
Yeah, the pre-record, 2.5. Anyway, watched a bit of that. Fireworks were good.
Yeah.
Over London, over the Thames, they were
They
good.
Always are, aren't they? They've got loads of money down there.
And then, back in. And then the girls mooched in about 1:30.
Oh, that's respectable.
Yeah.
Either of you been on the old darts?
I watched it last night.
Bloody brilliant, wasn't it? I watched it last night.
Yeah.
It was great, wasn't it?
Would you watch darts before?
Yeah, Ben, you should have watched last night.
No, but Ben's saying, did you watch it before?
You've never watched darts before.
No.
Barneveld.
But last night, proper into it. Double top! Hey! Loving it.
16.
He doesn't look 16. He looks like Craig Tinker.
he does. Yeah. No, he looks 45.
Fair play to him, though. What's he won? 500,000?
No,
he didn't win. He didn't win, Ben. No, the lad who won, Luke Campbell, big Leeds United fan, Jack. I was sat next to him the other week at the game. Yeah, nice lad.
He's not won that guy. Not Luke Campbell. Luke Humphries is called.
Yeah, sorry. Who's Luke Campbell? Boxer. Know. He's a boxer.
He'll be a fucking plaster and decorator. That's who he'll be.
Yeah, he'll be on the scaffold.
Pete Madden.
what was I going to say? That Luke Humphries, he's not won in like frigging years, not won anything. And he sort of come back and he's won the last 4 out of 5 majors in a row.
Oh, really?
Been unbeaten for like 19 games, yeah.
He had an issue, didn't he, with anxiety and stage fright?
Yeah.
God, you wouldn't want that in darts, would you?
Exactly.
I'll tell you what I did see, which made me laugh. I don't know who he is, but there was a darts player. He's obviously won the world championship or whatever. And they took him to a fair. You know, those darts where you have just...
Oh, the balloons.
Pop a balloon.
Yeah.
All of them. I mean, practically didn't look. He was just laughing at the guy's face and walked away with a massive teddy. I thought that's brilliant. He's absolutely annihilated that. He just walked around with a massive teddy and walked out. Darts on the whole, though, is not my kind of game. Hard to play.
See, I really want to go now. Really want to. Wayne has went on New Year's Day.
Oh, really?
I can't go. It's that crowd. I imagine everyone just gets leathered.
I think it were a bit like that. Fans, I don't know what it'd be like. I don't know if... I think we'd get a lot of shit.
Yeah, we would.
A lot of 100%. Shit.
Yeah, but also... How are you? You're not seeing the dartboard, are you?
No, you can't see it.
You're watching it on TV. You're watching it on TV and singing songs is what you're doing.
Yeah.
You
could just throw them and go, yes, 180.
No one
sees.
No one
sees. And who does the maths? Who does that?
That guy outside.
I realised why I'm not into darts when I was watching it.
It's hard.
I'm not good and I'm not smart enough. They're quick, aren't they? They don't think.
No, but they don't need to because they know the pattern of what they need, don't they?
Yeah. Good, though.
He needs a double top, 4-5 to win.
It's like me and my dominoes career. That's what it is.
Yeah, you know what you're doing. How's your piano going, Jack? You've got a piano for Christmas.
Really
good. What have you learned?
I've learned Jurassic Park. That was my first one I've learned. I've also learned Part of Your World, Little Mermaid. What else? I also learned Carol of Bells, Home Alone, because it was around Christmas.
I know you said you've learned them. When you play it, would I be able to recognise it as a tune?
Yes.
So Jurassic Park, you've got the full...
That's it, yeah.
Can you bring this keyboard into the studio next week?
It's not a keyboard. Keyboard.
Can you bring it into the studio next week?
Yehudi menu in there.
No.
Why not?
It's too big. It's a full-on...
It's a piano. It's a full-on piano.
We'll give you a lift, won't we, Ben? We'll get it into studio.
It's a grand piano.
Not a grand, but
it's the full Liberace.
Yeah. Hanny's really good at it. She's fucking...
Oh, she's bought it for herself.
No, she hasn't. It's just she used to play a flute, so...
What?
Wouldn't she sort of have that sort of music knowledge?
No. Yeah, that's like saying, Hanny's really good at rugby union. Is she? Yeah, she used to play rounders.
No, it is. It's a thing. It's like if you can play a musical instrument and you pick up sort of like going on the piano, you'll kind of just have a little nuance for picking it up easier. Don't forget, I've never played anything.
Don't forget, I'm coming from a low bar.
That Ben Price is really good at acting, is he? Yeah, he did sewing as a kid.
He did home tech. He did home tech and then
Trust me, it's a thing. It is a thing.
Trust me, it's a thing. And I've told her that, and that's why I'm playing catch up.
If you were really good on the euphonium.
I was really good on the euphonium.
If you're as good as you said you was good, because she got quite high in her grades, did Hannah?
I was like level 8.
Yeah, I think she was.
But I couldn't, it would not one bit. It translates to a trumpet.
So you can read music then, Coles?
No.
But you could then. You must have.
It's still Hanny on my spotlight. It's got an ostrich next to it on my spotlight.
Ostrich.
Hanny can read music.
Is that like an ostrich? Asterix.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Asterix.
Yeah, that.
I like that. Ostrich.
Ostrich.
It's got an ostrich next. It means highly skilled.
Yeah, I am highly skilled at many things.
Grade 8's quite big.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Coulson can play the piano.
You know what? If you say, can you play that tune? She'll work it out on the piano really fast rather than having to go. I mean, I go on the YouTube and, do you know what I mean?
Wasn't that a section on Celebrity Juice?
What?
Where you had to you got like a trumpet or whatever and you had to just play a tune. So it'd be like, play the Friends theme tune, and you'd have to play it.
Are you asking if I did that? I didn't.
Did you not?
No.
You wouldn't be able to, but if it had been Hanny, she'd be easily able to do.
I'm really good on the trumpet. Oh, yeah, I did rock climbing as a kid. Yeah.
What can you do? I can speak French. Your Russian will be great.
Yeah. I went on a walk the other day in the Peak District, yeah? With a mate, just walking round.
Mm.
Guess who I bump into?
Doggers.
Close.
Doggers. Just on the side of the path. Who'd you bump into?
Me dad.
What's he up to?
Dogging.
I was walking with a mate.
What are you doing in the car park, Dad?
I was walking with a mate and we were chatting and I went...
I'm looking for my car.
I went, you see that person in front of us with that dog? And he was like, yeah. I went, that's my dad. And he was like, he's miles away. And it was miles away. It must have been like a good 6 minutes away. And I went, that is my dad. I can tell you now that's my dad. And we eventually caught him up. And it was my dad. And when I turned round, he couldn't quite place me. He had that awkward thing of being like,
yeah.
No, I know you, but where do I know you?
With someone else? Did he say, leave me alone?
No,
so
he with his dog.
Is he holding hands with someone and immediately dropped and pushed her away?
That's not
What, was he just on a little dog walk?
Just on a walk. He'd gone Langset. I'd decided to go Langset. He'd obviously come from Cass. I'd come from Manchester. Random, innit?
Testing out his new car.
What are they? Well, don't, Ben. Don't.
It's broken.
I've just had a text from Mum. Shall I read it out?
Yeah, read it
out. As we're recording, Mum has just texted and said, drama here as Dad's car has broken down, so I've had to go and rescue him and the dogs in my Mini. He's sat there with the AA, but they've said it's got to go back to Land Rover.
Why?
Isn't it brand new? It's done about 800 miles.
He'll have to take his glasses off. Get some mini glasses.
Some mini glasses.
They're tiny and red.
For you, Jack, that's quite funny. I will give you that.
That's bad news. Poor guy. The Christmas present's broken already.
I know. It's terrible. Before we go into part two of today's episode, which is all about Saltburn, now it is the time for me to remind you that you guys can have your say on the sofa with us. The easiest way to do this now is by getting in touch on WhatsApp. Jack, you are the king of WhatsApp, so please tell us what number it is to get in touch with us on the WhatsApp.
Yes, that number you can get in touch with us on is 07457 404612. But if you're outside the UK, it's +44 7457 404612! On the end.
And if you get in touch with us on WhatsApp, we will be reading your messages out on our bite-sized episode on Monday. Right, we're going to take a quick break now, and when we come back, we'll be talking all things Saltburn, and make sure you come back to find out what is going on in this clip here.
My brother in America got CCTV. So he wired up himself. You know the shit ones you get from Amazon. I've had the first bite, first night. I've had the first bite. So what is it? Man's pissed up my wall. His first shot was someone coming past his house. They pissed up his wall.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to part two of On the Sofa with Coulson, Jack and Ben. And in part two today, we're talking all things Saltburn, which is probably arguably the most spoken about film of the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cinema release. Now, Amazon have released it on their streaming service, and it has taken the world by storm by dividing opinions. It is the spoken about film, so it is only right that we want to have our say on it. And the first person who gets to have his say on it is Mr. Ben Price with his first synopsis of 2024. It's the year he likes the sound of. How's he gonna go?
Yeah, let's see how his synopsis sounds. Could be shit. Saltburn. Young lad, young working class lad from Liverpool goes to Oxford. Fish out of water. There he meets a young lad called Felix, who isn't a fish out of water. Landed gentry. He wants to become his friend. They sort of become kind of awkward friends. Felix invites him to his country house, the country seat for the summer.
That's Saltburn. What do you reckon, Jack? Give him some feedback.
I think it's good. I'd maybe just touch on Felix's family, that they're of certainly very wealthy, aren't they, high up in society.
It reminds me this of, you know, when... You know, like on X Factor or Britain's Got Talent, you've done your song or you've done your juggling. Now it comes to the judges to speak. It's like us giving us our piece of, well, we'll put you through to the next round. Yeah. But in the next round, yeah, what I would like to see from you...
I'd expect to see a little bit of razzmatazz, Ben, when you're delivering.
You're going to need to do something for the finals that's not what we've seen before. What will that be? What will your dance be?
What were you saying?
Have I said on the podcast I saw America's Got Talent being filmed?
No, did you?
Yeah, so...
In LA? Wife's...
Yeah, in LA, my wife's, one of her best mates, she was the executive producer on America's Got Talent.
Did you audition?
I went down, did my dancing. They said you'd win it. So,
who were the judges on America's Got Talent?
It was, and I met them actually, it made me laugh. I met Piers Morgan, Thingy Osborne,
Sharon? Was it Sharon?
Sharon. And then I can't remember the last one. I think I can't remember who it was.
Wasn't Simon Cowell?
No, because that would have been Piers Morgan, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't maybe? Yeah, because he went over and did it as well, didn't he, for a
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, I can't
must remember. Be American. The third one must be Alicia Keys or something. Is she American?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Was it, I can't remember. Yeah. But I was sat right behind them.
Yeah.
Right behind them with her, because at the side, not in the audience, but it. And they had, and I tell you what, fair play. They give a lot of time for the acts.
Do they, yeah.
So a magician, right. He was good, really good. And then some people come on and they're not good at all. And then you have to find, I was laughing because they have to find something to say. They're trying to find, interesting this week, didn't quite work, did it? And you're thinking, oh, it was shocking, it was shit. And then one lad, one was easily the best. And she turned around to me, she was dead funny. She went, he's going to win, he's brilliant.
Yeah, pissed it.
He's got a big finale on him. Yeah, I watched it. Went on for hours. Didn't hours. Watch it all. Hours.
I imagine it must be quite a daunting prospect, kind of that talent show.
I went to an X Factor. I remember watching an X Factor semi-final. I think I went to one of them.
They used to be in Manchester, didn't they?
No, I went when they were in London.
Oh, did you?
I guess semi-finals, at least it's a bit more... It's more it was curated there. Whereas the audition stage of those Britain's Got Talent, you're seeing everyone.
Yeah, I think I was seeing semi-final or near final.
Yeah, so you were seeing all good acts.
Yeah. She said to get the acts, they hired an American football stadium. There were that many people.
That many, yeah.
And they got producers.
What they do in England, it's at Old Trafford, the cricket ground.
She said you give everyone basically 15 seconds if they're singing or whatever. Right, go, next, go.
When I went to watch Harry Styles at Old Trafford this year, he kind of stood there and he was like literally like 8 years ago. I was in that room over there and I walked in, said my name, sang to a producer and they went, yeah, you can go into the next room. Sang to someone else and they went, yeah, you can go into the next room. And then he said, I sat and waited for 6 hours until I got in front of the judges.
God, that is quite a story, isn't it? He actually made it massive.
And now I was back there selling it out.
Yeah, that must be mad, mustn't it?
Weird that, innit?
Look at us, we're back there selling the Lowry out.
This is us. So yeah, Saltburn synopsis. I watched this at the cinema, didn't I? And I told all, actually. I told everyone on the podcast to go and watch it. I said it was my film of the year.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
That was when it first came out. I
watched it with the mother-in-law.
She's a regular watcher with you.
She loves it. She loves it. Holding hands. It is, yeah. Hanny watched it as well.
But it's only the mother-in-law you're talking
about. As we were halfway through, you were like, don't watch it with your mum, or... I was like, well, I'm watching it with the mother-in-law.
Too late now.
And he was like, oh, God, good luck.
Yeah, what was her reaction to the old bathtub scene?
No reaction. Seen it all before.
The outdoor romance.
I think the vampire outdoor, that was maybe close to the bone for her. I think the bathwater...
What did she think at the end?
It's the grave for me. It's the grave one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the grave was a weird one, wasn't it?
The grave in the cinema was where I was kind of looking around to see what other people would... But don't forget, this was like probably the second day it came out and no one knew what it was about.
No.
The trailer of it sets it up for nothing. Sets up nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't give it away, does it?
You see, I thought it did, but I kind of understand what you mean.
Yeah, it doesn't go as far, does it?
Without giving anything away, it kind of tees up that a lot of bad things are going to happen to him.
Yeah.
The trailer, yeah,
but
doesn't
you don't
it?
Know, you don't understand what. It could be a horror from the trailer.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You don't get a psychological thriller vibes.
Yeah. What's the young lad? Is he called Jacob? Is it Jacob Elordi?
Jacob Lordy.
Yeah. He's Lordy. Been in loads.
Silent E.
So he...
Euphoria.
He was prepping Elvis at the same time as doing
this. Yeah, which is out now, Priscilla, which is directed by Francis Coppola's daughter, is it?
Yeah, but isn't that mad?
Yeah.
Two big, massively different films. And he said at night, he was just...
What, is he Elvis then?
Yeah, he's Elvis.
Yeah. He's worked. He has worked. There's something else Benny's in as well.
Okay, he's just hit that thing. He's very watchable. As yeah. Barry Key was Keogh is as
he's
well.
Great.
He's very good.
I mean, he them two make the film.
It's his well, first lead role, isn't it, really?
The
his
entire
first
cast is good.
Taking on their... I liked her first film, Promising Young Woman.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Really good. It's really
that's what,
good.
She goes around the nightclubs killing people,
yeah,
doesn't she?
Yeah, it's really good.
Director Emerald, is she predominantly an actress, predominantly a director?
She was an actress. She was in Call of the Midwife.
Mm, then she done writing. She did she do did Fleabag?
Wasn't she in one of the soaps?
I don't know about it.
She did Fleabag, didn't she?
She wrote... she met... What's her face on a film who wrote Fleabag, and then she
Phoebe
invited
Wallace.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge to then go and write the second or run the writer's room
for the second series
of Killing Eve,
right?
And then she did that, and then she did a short actually at the same time I did one of my shorts. Then she did Promising Young Woman, and then
Crown. She's done Camilla. She's done loads. Barbie. She's in that.
Yeah, she's in that, yeah. But Amazon, she must have got the money from Amazon, which now, controversially, I don't know whether you got the email, is putting adverts in.
Yeah, I got an email about this today. Yeah.
Oh, are they?
So you either pay
$2.99 only in selected
more.
Stuff?
I don't know. I think you will have adverts unless you pay $2.99 a month more.
Oh, wow. But I imagine the adverts will come at the beginning of the film and maybe the end. I don't think
they'll... Who knows?
Will they come halfway through?
I should imagine they'll come halfway through.
Oof, that'll be a game changer.
Everyone pays the two. I can imagine the only time you're gonna have them on is in the middle, isn't it? Because you're never going to watch them. You might watch them at the start, but you're not going to watch them at the
it's
end.
It's the fact they're unskippable as well, and that's what's hard work.
Yeah, so interesting though. It's an interesting change because Disney are doing it. They're putting adverts in. It's different for the streamers now.
Adverts of their own stuff or adverts?
No, just on adverts. Like you're
TV.
Getting, you know, yeah, yeah. It's quite a game changer. I think it sort of evens the playing field out for between streamers and terrestrial telly.
Would Netflix ever do it?
No, they are doing it. They're doing it.
Are they?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're all having to do it to make money. But I mean, in one way, because while I was talking about this, it's good that Amazon, I suppose, give the money for these kind of films. Because you're thinking, although it's taken off, it's not massively, you're not thinking, oh, I'm going to make all my money back. It's quite a specific film, isn't it? It's sort of like, it sort of starts off in one way and then finishes another. It's very, you won't have seen this course, but Jack, you will have. It's very The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah. You have seen that, haven't you, Coles?
No.
Oh, have you not? That's a brilliant film.
Why, is that a twist film as well?
Well,
it's
exactly the same. He's Dickie Greenleaf is sent to go and stop this aristocrat. That was the only bit I had with it. It's not, it wasn't original.
Ah, okay.
It would feel it if you'd just seen it.
Did you ever feel it going that way?
Yeah.
First watch, did you?
I knew as soon as I knew there was something up with his parents that wasn't the story.
The bit about the dad, Matt, but I didn't see it being...
Well, the trouble is, it's slightly like two films, isn't it? Because he ends up, we're spoiling it a bit, but he does end up sort of becoming a killer. But then they try and make out in kind of classic, almost like Agatha Christie style, that he was planning
it all. Yeah, with a puncher in the bike tyre.
Yes. And I don't really...
Do you not buy that?
I don't really, because it was only until he was utterly humiliated by him going to see the parents.
See, I kind of disagree, but kind of agree. So, you know when it did the... You know, the flashback at the end where it kind of shows that he started this plan from the first day he ever met him, like the bike tyre. I don't think he starts the plan until he sees the house, because what is his plan? To take over his life or to take the house?
He's maybe punching the tyre so that he knows...
They can be mates.
He knows that he'll have something that he'll need. He'll have a bike at the time of him not having one.
Yeah.
When he needs one. So he knows that he'll need him for something. So that's how he can sort of start a friendship with him. Maybe he just wants to be his mate. Maybe he's
That's how it starts. But it was quite a journey for me. I get that, but it was quite a journey to then he suddenly became a really quite cold killer.
Yeah.
Like, almost like...
What, with the mum at the end?
Yeah. Very much a talented Mr. Ripley. Very much like... A bit like a... Almost Coulson, you can argue, Parasite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, very like that. It wasn't... I know, and then sometimes I know there's the bath scene, there's the grave scene, there's the scene where he's with that other lad in the bed. That was, and then there was the scene in the bath, and there were only times sometimes where I was like, is this a scene that's helping the film? Was this just a scene that I'm meant to sort of be slightly shocked?
It's a meant to shock. Yeah, maybe. I know what you mean.
I didn't feel like they were necessarily. I thought Richard E. Grant was fantastic.
I thought it was brilliant. I thought
everyone was great. I thought the entire cast was great.
He has to be that way in order for the story to kind of work.
Yeah.
Because he's head of the house. If he's off and if he's not right, then you can understand the reasoning for how everything's kind of going to shit below him. But if he's completely compos mentis at the top, you think, well, he wouldn't let all of this carry on. So I really liked that. You know, like when does the daughter die? Does the daughter slit her wrists? And he's like, well, come on, let's have some champagne. And he's sort of like carrying on as though everything's fine.
And they just sit in the dining room and they have that scene where they're eating dinner.
Yeah, it's probably that I'm talking about.
And Duncan comes in and says to him, you know, can I shut the curtains because the coroners are going to have to come past. And they're just trying to act like nothing's happened. It's a lot of it shot through linen, isn't it? Like there's quite a lot of, and Felix is often wearing like really light clothing and stuff.
I thought the DOP was fantastic. I thought it was filmed beautifully. Interestingly.
Great location though as well, isn't it?
Mega house. In 2006, I think it was 2006-07. There were more people from state school in Oxford than were private school.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Wow.
They changed it. They made a concerted effort because it was so, it had been, it, that was what's so weird about it. In some ways, it felt kind of modern. And then in other ways, it felt like we're going back to the like 40s.
Yeah, but if you imagine back then though, Ben, you were able to smoke in bars and public places. And even that was weird. You see them all smoking in the pub.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the bit how it seemed like it was.
Yes, but also that version of
Old England.
Old England, but families like that could survive, and they can't really. They can't. Big houses like that don't survive. People either give them to the National Trust or they have a business tacked on with them. But they felt like an old family who literally get dressed for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoot. Yeah. Hunt or whatever. And then get drunk and then get dressed for dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the breakfast bit when he got his eggs and they were a bit runny. I don't like those.
Yeah.
What's your verdict on Duncan the butler?
Well, he was a bit of a red herring, wasn't it? Because you were kind of trying to work out, is he a baddie? I think that's what he was. I think that was his
role. I see what you mean.
No, it was a little bit sort of Bishop from Alien.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. That sort of character.
Yeah.
Or yeah, Hal from 2001.
Yes, he sort of had a slight... Yeah, that was the only bit that I felt... That was one of the bits where I felt they didn't quite get it right, is that I think that those people are much more... like when he's being shown around the house, I don't think they do show you around the house.
Well, Felix showed him around.
Yes, but I don't think... People who have those big houses show you around their house.
Well, no, he's showing his mate, isn't he?
I know, but I don't think they do.
What do you mean?
I don't think they go round the house going, this is these stairs and this is this kitchen. I think they just...
Highlights that scene on that Steadicam.
Yeah, but I felt it was for us rather than...
Well, yeah, it was for the audience.
Yeah, for the audience rather than that would be... And also... I remember
Think it's nice about how blasé he is, though, about the house?
But I think they're so blasé, they don't show you round.
Mm.
I think you're there in wonder, and it's a bit like, weirdly, me going around to your house, go, and this is the loo off the kitchen. And this is the, you wouldn't show me around, you know what I mean? Not, I don't know. There was a bit where I was like, in one part they were in the, and then the end bit where he waited for the next 5 years to meet her in that cafe.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm like,
I liked it though. I liked the twist.
Oh, look. Yeah.
I thought it was clever. I thought it was smart. Felt original to me. Yeah, I did. I did like it. I can get that you can dissect it, but I think as, especially a cinema watch, knowing nothing about it, which is a kind of the way it was released, it was one of those films that I think you had to tell people to go see. And I think it still is one of those films that you kind of got to watch it.
Yes. Yeah. I think it was just,
the only bit the studio had a problem with was Jacob Lordi's eyebrow piercing. The director, she really pushed for it because she said in 2006 and 7, she remembers seeing a lot of men have them.
Yeah.
And she really wanted his character to have one. And the studio were like, definitely not. You're not putting an eyebrow piercing. We're not casting Jacob Lordi in this role. And for as beautiful as he is, you're not then going to damage his face with putting a frigging eyebrow piercing.
But isn't that weird?
I know.
When all the scenes they've got.
Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah. Yeah. Him drinking cum out of a fucking bathtub.
And then the eyebrow piercing is... Well, no, we're not doing
that. We're not doing that. Yeah. Literally kicked off about that. So they had a compromise in the end, which was he could wear it at Oxford and university, but as soon as he gets to the house, he has to take it off. And she put into the script that his mum's got a phobia or something. Yeah,
piercings and facial hair. Yeah.
So he took it out.
I like Carrie Mulligan's character. She made me laugh.
Yeah, I think everybody does.
Yeah, the acting was
a knockout job. Knockout job.
Yeah, Barry Keoghan.
Yeah, and at the end, you know, when he's got that dance,
that
seems to be a bit of a TikTok sensation. Everybody's sort of like copying out the song.
Reminded everyone how good Sophie Ellis-Bextor is.
So he does that dance and they were like saying, what did you think? Obviously, when you've got this scene coming up, they asked him, were you nervous about it? Because obviously it's full nude and you do see things.
Yeah.
And he's like, to be honest, I wasn't at all asked about being naked filming. It was the dancing, because I literally can't dance for Toffee. I really, really had to work on looking half decent because I knew how shit
you could see
I am.
It reminded me of the Christopher Walken video.
Yeah.
Where he dances, but Walken can dance.
But Walken can dance, yeah.
Yeah.
Should we rate it?
Yeah.
Ben, you start us off. It's your film.
So if I'd come to this film not having seen Talented Mr. Ripley or seen a lot of references in it, did like it, but it wasn't like, oh, wow. I thought I was going to get a lot more substance about that kind of class divide. So it was either fine if you were very working class or fine if you were very upper class.
But not cool to be in the middle.
Not cool to be middle class. But I didn't get any...
Yeah, he has to sell himself to be from a family of like drug addicts and alcoholics and poverty.
Yes, but when he was middle class, everyone was like, oh, the middle classes are a bit like, oh, but
they didn't. Michael Geevy was good at that, wasn't he? Of the like, we stick together.
Yeah, he was
great. First scene where they're sat in the dinner hall and he goes, ask me a question.
Yeah, he was very good. And do you know what? Weirdly, I can imagine you'd meet doing maths or something. You'd meet someone like that.
Oh, yeah, completely.
Ask me any maths question.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to give it. I'm not going to go as high as I think maybe I was going to go before I'd seen it, if you see what I mean. I thought, oh, this could be a really quite high rated. I think I'm going to go 7, you know.
Ooh, steady 7.
I'm not doing, obviously, what Jack does, which is give his films 10.
7.6 for me.
Steady. Ooh, 2 steady 7s.
What are you going, Coles?
9.5.
Get it up. Come on. I love it. You loved
liked
it. That's
it,
good.
Me. I did like it. I've watched it twice now. You know how we kind of picked this because we could probably get away with not having watched it to do the show? I was like, nah, I want to watch it again.
No. Yeah, I see what you mean. I think what would be good, really good, let me just add them up. What would be really good is to watch...
Talented Mr. Ripley. Yeah, which I haven't seen, so my view isn't tainted. And I think my honest, my bit about it is, I went to the cinema. I think I watched two films in the day that day, and not having a clue what it was about, just sat there, and then I kind of got on the hype before everybody else did, and I think that was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. 24.1.
That's big. That's big. Big.
Above, just above Killing Eve, just under Talk to Me.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saltburn is in the chart.
Saltburn's hilarious. It's up by, there's a place called Saltburn up by Redcar in Newcastle.
Yeah, Saltburn on Sea.
Yeah, there
loads
is.
Loads of people thought it was about Saltburn on Sea.
I'll tell you
what, they?
It's not about Saltburn.
No, it's not. I think I've turned them lights on.
Have you?
Saltburn.
I think I have.
You probably have. Hey, we've got our Christmas lights turn on, haven't
we?
Three
hey,
of
we
us.
Have.
Yeah.
Do you know what? They've booked us early. We've got
next
12
year.
Months.
Should we tell people
go.
Where it is?
Well, I think keep it under wraps for now because I think they want to announce it.
Oh,
first.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hey, it's big.
It's big. It's massive. It's Westminster. It's London. it's the eye. But it'd be great to do it to that song, wouldn't it? Murder on the Dance Floor.
It would be good. Mm. There was good, great the soundtrack floor? All the way through, by the way.
Yeah, good. Very
Jack,
good.
Next week, you are picking the film for us to watch. And what is it going to be?
So, I couldn't sleep last night. I don't know why. It just took me a long time to get off to sleep. And I was...
So you watched a film?
No, no, I didn't, because I don't like doing that. I don't like getting up and then... And Ben always says you should. If you can't sleep, you should get up.
Yeah,
and...
you're meant to change your rhythm, aren't you?
Yeah. But I don't. I do the usual, the toss and turn.
The toss and turn.
Yeah,
country.
The toss and turn.
Do you know what I'm bad at? I don't know. Do you either of you two have CCTV?
No,
oh, no,
I don't.
No. Oh,
see,
no.
I'm
do you constantly
I'm
watch
bad.
It?
I'm bad for it. Yeah.
What are you looking at night?
Don't know. Hear a noise. Boom. Yeah. And then when I was away for Christmas, I would check it, and then I would go back to sleep, and I had probably three nightmares about getting robbed when I was away for Christmas.
Colson. You had a good one on your CCTV that you sent us. Didn't you?
It was
how
brilliant.
How did you find that? How did you?
How
mean?
Did you? Be, I'm because getting I'll up. You'll get a notification. You'll get a notification that someone's walked past his doorbell.
Well, no, I don't. But I go on at night to see if anything's happened, but to see if anyone's walked down. And it's obviously motion sensitive, blah blah. And that's why I probably sent you at like 11 o'clock at night, because I was lying in bed. And I was like, what's happened here? Because I could see there was a crowd of people that had stopped right outside my house. And I sometimes look, because they obviously do a walking tour of Boothstown at times, and point at my house and say, but I was like, what's going on?
With a private reg.
I was like, what's going on? And a poor little girl, bless her, had gone past on a scooter, and there's like a gas grid right on my drive, and she'd hit the ridge on this gas grid. She'd gone over her handlebars and she'd gone flying. Yeah. And because of the pillar of my drive, it kind of blocked. It's framed really well, isn't
it? You know what?
It kind of blocks the pain.
It looks to me like a Wes Anderson.
Yeah,
it's good. The big wide. Yeah.
The Wes Anderson wide. And then poor girl fell over on a scooter.
So, yeah, the
poor dad comes and picks her up, doesn't he? It was
no sympathy from the parents.
Oh, no.
At all.
They were more pissed off. They had to stop.
My brother in America got CCTV. So I mean, he wired up himself. You know the shit ones you get from Amazon. I've had the first bite, first night. I've had the first bite. So what is it? Man's pissed up my wall. First shot with someone coming past his house. They pissed up his wall. And he sent it to me. It's like a minute. Full piss up his wall. And then just walks on. And then he went, and then next night went, I've had another bite. It's worth its money. I've made my money back. I said, what's happening now? He said, our food got stolen from outside the door. They had a delivery. And
who was it? Someone.
They said, they've gone. I mean, they've gone.
Mum and dad have that. Mum and dad, the milkman will deliver, and sometimes it'll get robbed before they wake up. But Christmas, yeah, I'm at home. Mum takes the milk in. The fucking crow's been through it all. Open the milk, open the orange juice, and open the oat milk. Crow's just gone, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off.
Into the Ring doorbell, like, yeah.
But it's a game changer, the Ring doorbell. What an invention.
Hiya. But
It's completely changed it, because postmen used to be able to do what they want.
But I don't know whether it does stop anything. Does it stop anything?
Yeah, you can't. Some, you
wouldn't
can
you
talk,
put something over the doorbell?
What, to rob it?
Yeah.
Oh, you just knock it off. Go up in a mass, whack it, you're on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't. Yeah. They're just detectives. I mean, I've got about 7 cameras and an alarm, me, because I'm.
Crikey, you've got 4 guns. And have you got a life-size picture of you in sort of dressed up in a kind of suit?
Next to my private reg, I've put the cardboard cut out of me, yeah, just because I thought it's
SPC Tinker.
Yeah.
So what's your film choice, Jack?
Neighbourhood Watch. Me in police uniform.
So my film choice, I do this to try and get to sleep. I try and watch a film in my head. So I try and watch something in my head, frame by frame, scene by scene, to see if, I mean, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and I forget a fucking scene, and then I'm like, oh, bollocks, I've screwed up here, and I'll have to pick a different film. But sometimes it does work. I can do it with a couple. I tried it with this, and I got to about, I don't know, a few minutes in, and I
got to the bit where E.T. died.
I got to a bit where I forgot, basically, and I thought, do you know what? I'll use that tomorrow. I'll pick that film so I can actually watch it. And I'm looking forward to watching it. And I don't know, I don't think you've seen it, Coles, and I don't know if you have, Ben. You might have done. It's John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson.
Pulp Fiction.
No, it's not Pulp Fiction, but it is a film they did after Pulp Fiction together. It's called Basic.
Instinct?
Have you seen it? Basic. No. Just Basic.
Just Basic.
Basic?
Yeah.
It's another random one.
It's random. This is a crash and a falling down, this, isn't it?
This is a
it's
shit.
It's in that same category. You're
basic.
Gonna
basic.
Basic. You're gonna I think you'll annihilate it. But I wanna watch it. I wanna watch it. It's in your crash and you're falling down, you're firing the sky categories. It's in there.
Oh my word. Once
when you're talking,
army.
Jack. Yeah. Go on, sorry, Ben.
No, what's it? Yeah. Deception.
Yeah, it's a thriller.
Is
it's a thriller.
Most dangerous weapon.
It is, Ben, yeah.
Runtime, Ben?
Runtime is, it's Wikipedia here.
I think it's 100 minutes, maybe.
It's not giant.
Four and a half. Four 98 half. Minutes. 98
oh,
minutes.
There you go. Fucking hell, I was only 2 minutes shy.
Perfect. You were, because you lived it in your sleep last
night. I fucking
did.
2000, Basic is a 2003 mystery action thriller film directed by John McTiernan.
Oh, who did Die Hard.
Die Hard and Predator.
There you go.
First voted worst film of the decade. There we go. Great.
The other thing you could do if you're sat trying to get to sleep is you could sign up to our Patreon. And that way you can get even more episodes of On the Sofa, including Jack's Famous Friends, a question and answer session. And if you sign up to Patreon...
Patreon's taken off, isn't it?
You get yourself a job. Patreon is the place to be. We've been saying this for a while. There is so much more to On the Sofa, and you kind of have to be on Patreon now to get it. It's the way it's going. It's the way of the world. If you want to sign up, it's www.patreon.com/onthesofa. And you can become a member for cheaper for watching one film at the cinema, innit? And if you sign up to Patreon, you do get a job at On the Sofa Land. And there are 4 people who have done that this week. It's a huge job, you could say. We really are going places bringing this in. We've got the alpaca farm, haven't we? Yeah. We've got the donkey
rides. Oh, no, you
could
have done something better there.
Could I? We've got the alpaca farm. We've got the donkey rides. We've got all these animal attractions, yeah? But the one thing that we haven't got is chickens. And more specifically, male chickens. So head of male chickens is Johnny Cockerill. Ben's gutted. Ben thinks I've taken a good one there.
They're fine. You're fine.
They're great names this week, by the way. I feel like producer Henry might have just made all these up.
You know, we have dialect coaches for accents and things like that. Yeah. For our actors, we've got loads, you know, loads of people who do American, French, Italian, and we needed someone who could do a bang-on Australian accent. And the teacher for Australian accents, the tutor, is Paula Bruce.
Paula Bruce? Absolutely fantastic.
Ben?
Here we go. So we need... When we're out and about, we're doing international flights now, aren't we?
We are.
That's just us three, no one else.
Yeah, with Nancy sometimes.
Occasionally, but we're trying to keep our carbon footprint down, so we don't want to be travelling around. But
that's why we've gone all electric in it with the cars.
With the cars and all that, the scooters. But we need someone who basically works out our travelling, doesn't she? Where we're going and whatever. So head of travel, Valerie Cook.
I like it. Was she related to Thomas?
Well, there you go.
Helping the gag.
But thank goodness.
The other one is a very practical job. We've been asking for it for a while, really. It's not a new build. It's something that was always on the land. It was on the land when we inherited it. But it's going to be a space that we're going to start to use more and more. Head of the On the Sofa Village Hall is Helen Hall. As well, there's another Patreon sign up, which I know about, that might not come out for a couple of weeks, yeah? Mm. But Dan from Castleford, yeah?
Yeah.
Who is Gene and David's... Some relation of Gene and David, yeah, next door, yeah, mum and dad. He signed up to Patreon to kind of get in touch and tell us about the connection, how he's relating, because I've seen it on there. So I was like, I know that he's going to get a job. Now, I don't know his second name because he's not on here yet. But when Dan from Castford gets this job, my mum's told me what the job has to be.
Oh, has she? So she's already...
David is the star neighbour, yeah? For putting the bins out. So Dan from Castleford. Dan from Castleford is putting the bins out for us.
Because that's what your mum likes him to do.
He's just good.
Did she get him a gift at Christmas?
The cards. They always do cards.
Oh, not like a four pack.
So he puts the bins out in real life and in his fake life in on the sofa world.
He's going to put
He's still putting bins out. It's not him.
It's a relation of him.
It's
a relation of him. It's a relation of him. That's all we've got time for on this week's episode. Thank you, as always, for coming down, sitting with us and joining us on the sofa. Next week we're back where we're watching the film Basic, and let's hope it's not Basic. And we're back on Monday for our bite-sized episode of On the Sofa, where we hear from you guys at home. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, you can leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. You can text us on WhatsApp. You can email us. You can Instagram us. You can tweet us. You can Facebook us. You can MySpace us. Whatever you want, we're on there, and we're called On the Sofa Show on all of our social medias. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.